You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
SaveMart is part of the Textile Recycling Company, an organization that has become the country's largest clothing recycling business, with over 35 clothing outlets nationwide. They give financial donations to the Child Cancer Foundation, as well as providing clothing on request for the clients' families who travel for treatment, as well as donating to several charities, including some in Papua New Guinea. They source their clothing from the big blue bins marked with the Child Cancer Foundation logo. I didn't know this until a couple of weeks ago, and it turns out that everything donated from these bins gets processed by SaveMart. The most high-quality stuff gets sold on the shop floor for profit, with a percentage given to the Child Cancer Foundation. The leftover clothes then get sent to Papua New Guinea. I contacted Tom Doonan, the owner of SaveMart, about the way clothing bins are operated and whether he thinks the labeling of clothing bins is misleading. He responded by saying this.
There is no organization, either charitable or commercial, where all of the proceeds could be used for charitable purposes. There are costs including wages, GST, bin cost, rent, rates, and insurance. A clothing bin business on its own is rarely viable. We operate ours as part of a large textile recycling operation, which includes new waste from manufacturers, imports, wool dumping and packing, export of wool waste, and purchases from other merchants and charities operating in the clothing and textile recycling industry. The amount that the charity projects receive is a substantial part of the profit from clothing bin collections. This year, we'll also be funding a nurse training and support project in Papua New Guinea, which will help children with cancer. The labeling on child cancer bins clearly states, the recycling project by the Textile Recycling Center helps children with cancer. We could list all our charity projects on the bins, but these change on a regular basis and we'd have to do new labels every year, which would be difficult.
SaveMart do a large amount of community and charity work, but one of the problems we found is that many people seem to be misled by the clothing bins that they operate. They are labeled with the Child Cancer Foundation logos and say, this recycling project by the Textile Recycling Center helps children with cancer. There's no mention of SaveMart or the for-profit nature of this business. I talked to several people around Auckland Uni about the clothing bins and their thoughts on them. Only one person out of six knew that the clothes went to SaveMart.
So you've donated to these bins before?
Yes, I have.
No, I have not donated to these bins before.
Yes.
Yeah, I have.
Where did you assume the clothes were going to?
To either salvos or poor people.
They would either go to the families of the children that needed them, or I guess to some sort of op shop.
To people who need them.
Don't they sell them at like SaveMart and then they like or donate to organisations or something?
What if I told you the clothes went to SaveMart, which is a for-profit business that in turn give a portion of their profits to the Child Cancer Foundation and other charities?
Hey.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Oh, it's good that they give some. They give some to the Cancer Society, but they only give a portion of it,
yeah.
And they keep the rest of the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they expect people to buy it from them. That's kind of ratchet. Oh, I didn't know that. Because my family donates to them all the time. Because, yeah, we thought it was going to those who can't afford clothes.
Okay.
I'm raising my middle finger at SaveMart.
I guess it's pretty misleading.
It's not really the intended purpose of donating. So, not good.
That sucks.
Like money.
Catfishing, you dumbass.
Catfishing us.
So there seems to be a trend where people feel misled by the bins. We also spoke to a former SaveMart employee who was electing to remain anonymous about her experience and thoughts on the clothing bins that SaveMart operate. Do you know roughly how much money your specific branch made each
monthly? I wouldn't be able to tell you. However, some of the people that I was quite close with were the supervisors who did the cashing up at night and stuff like that, and they would complain to me about certain things. On a good Saturday, our branch alone would bring in about 20,000. On an average Saturday, 15 to 18,000.
So you got this information from people that did the cashing up?
Yes.
Unused clothing gets sent to Papua New Guinea charities, is that correct?
Yes and no. If the manager decided that you'd done something wrong or she was just having a paranoid day, she would send you into the factory, and that was like the worst punishment. You don't want to be sorting those donation bales at all. People dump used needles, nappies, you name it, they put it in there. And anything that was stained, ripped, like just beyond sale in New Zealand, was thrown into the Papua New Guinea bale.
So even though Save Mart has donated over $3 million to Child Cancer Foundation since 1995, I asked the former employee whether she thinks the labelling on the bins is misleading.
Personally, I do. As I said, our one branch on a good Saturday can do 20,000. Just if you just do the maths.
Save Mart is an organization that donates substantial amounts to several charities, including the Child Cancer Foundation, who say Save Mart stores provide substantial ongoing financial support for the overheads of the foundation. They process an immense amount of secondhand clothing to do this, preventing the clothes from going to waste. Although being a for-profit business is certainly not an inherently bad thing, people do seem to be misled by the bins that Save Mart get their clothes from, and there could be more transparency surrounding this. Joel Thomas, BFM News.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.